The World Bank and Leonard Cheshire Disability are joining forces to put persons with disabilities at the heart of social and economic development and to contribute to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, a set of goals agreed to by the international community to end poverty, protect the planet and ensure prosperity for all. Joining us now to explain more about this is Carmen Nonne, who's Practice Manager for the Partnerships and Resource Mobilisation Unit in the World Bank Social, Urban, Rural and Resilience Global Practice, and Nick Corby, Head of Influencing, Impact and Learning at Leonard Cheshire Disability. Let's talk then to Nick Corby first of all. So Nick, welcome, and tell us first of all about Leonard Cheshire Disability itself, please.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's lovely to join us, so thank you for the opportunity. Leonard Cheshire Disability is one of the world's largest pan-disability organisations, and by that I mean that we focus on all aspects of disability. We have a global presence. We've worked for about 65 years across in both Africa and Asia. We have a global alliance, around 200 members in about 54 countries, and every single one of those bodies and entities all work together to make sure everyone is equally valued, that people with disabilities have equal opportunity to achieve their full potential by living independently, for example, or contributing economically.
Which is a great aim to have. So tell us then, Nick, how did this collaboration come about with the World Bank?
Well, Leonard Cheshire Disability and the World Bank have worked together an awful lot over the last few years. We've done some livelihoods work together in India, for example, where we've tried to pull together the lessons learned from that and inform others. Our research centre at UCL University in London equally has shared a number of findings and information. We've also tried to map a number of inclusive projects worldwide, again, to try and extract that learning. This collaboration, this MOU, is just us trying to scale up significantly how we work together using the opportunity that's presented by the Sustainable Development Goals to really improve the lives of people with disabilities.
Can you tell us then, Nick, any specific issues that are going to be tackled or approached, if you like, by this coming together?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, it's obviously grounded in the Sustainable Development Goals. So the underlying principle is for us to just improve the lives of people with disabilities generally. But it's clear that there's a couple of areas where the World Bank and the Cheshire Disability overlap in terms of interest. Inclusive education, for example, is one of them, and also livelihoods, inclusive economic growth, for example. And I think there's a number of clear ways in which we can really work together to improve not just the systems and processes and policies in place, but the lives of individuals. At Leonard Cheshire, for example, we do a number of livelihoods projects. In Pakistan, for example, we've seen two sisters, for example, Nagina and Sidra. We gave them a number of skills, business skills, but also soft skills that enabled them to set up their own business. Similarly, we work through employers, so it's not just about self-employment, but also about waged employment, and that's particularly where the World Bank and us come in. We have a big experience in this area, and we just want to share the information and learning with governments to help prove the sector as a whole.
Well, let's bring in Carmen Nonne then from the World Bank at this point. So, Carmen, thanks for joining us. And let me ask you, first of all, to give us a little background on the World Bank itself.
The World Bank Group is an international organization that was established in 1944. And originally was established as the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. These days is a group that has other agencies as well as the International Finance Corporation, the Multilateral Investment Guarantee Agency, and ICSID, which is an international arbitration mechanism. We are headquartered in Washington, D.C., but we have staff all around the world in more than 120 offices worldwide. And we are about 10,000 employees. The World Bank Group has really two main goals for the world to achieve by 2030. The first one is to end extreme poverty by decreasing the percentage of people living on less than $1.90 a day to no more than 3%. The second goal is to promote shared prosperity by fostering the income growth of the bottom 40% for every country. And we aim to achieve these goals in a sustainable manner after 2030.
It certainly sounds like a massive project that the World Bank undertakes. Can you explain how you got this particular tie-up with Leonard Cheshire Disability, Carmen?
Disability is part of the human condition. And from a development perspective, as a World Bank Group, it is really a cross-cutting issue. Today, more than 1 billion people have disabilities. That is 15% of the world population. And 80% of them live in the developing world. They are one of the most disadvantaged and marginalized group of society. So as a World Bank Group, we really need to do something to fix that. And the numbers continue to grow due to, among other things, aging populations and increased fragility and conflict situations in many parts of the world. So for us, it's key to partner with other agencies, with think tanks, with donors that are really in this area of disability. So together, we have tackled that issue and helped the world.
And what do you hope this partnership with LCD will actually do? Can you give us some examples of works that you funded in the past and that you're hoping to do again?
For example, the bank collaboration with Leonard Sherr Disability will reinforce our shared objective for more inclusive and sustainable communities. By establishing common standards and developing tools that will be better able to safeguard the rights and needs of persons with disabilities, thereby ensuring universal access to healthcare, for example, to education, to employment opportunities, and to mobility.
So, Nick, a final point for yourself then. This is obviously a good partnership that you hope will continue and probably lead to more opportunities like this.
Absolutely, I completely agree. I think it's very good, obviously, not just that the World Bank and Leonard Cheshire Disability are sharing information between themselves to improve our own work, but I think there's enormous scope to improve the sector as a whole, and we look forward to working with other organisations to also do that.
Nick Corby from Leonard Cheshire Disability and Carmen Noni then from the World Bank. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.